The report says particulate pollution improved compared to the year before in Salt Lake City, but ozone dipped. Denny Cauley with Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment says it is a concern in Utah, which is vulnerable to ozone in the atmosphere.
We can see now that with the research coming out that even levels below federal standards can cause serious illnesses.
The American Lung Association's Michael Seiler says each person can do something about the air.
We could all take the individual responsibility of just turning our cars off when we're waiting for somebody, or there's some standards in terms of when you should cut your lawn and that sort of thing. Just those little kinds of things would make a significant difference.
The state is taking many steps, like more mass transit, cleaner Tier 3 fuels, and large industry in Utah has reduced emissions by 47% since 1995. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.